Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming.
While many Republicans feel President Donald Trump was the victim of voter fraud last November, Liz Cheney isn't one of them. Wyoming's lone House representative joined other current and former Republican leaders calling on their party to step down and not challenge the Electoral College when they are asked to confirm Joe Biden's apparent win on January 6th. Cheney said in a memo that such a move sets a dangerous precedent, and she's joined by prominent Republicans like Paul Ryan, Susan Collins, and Mitt Romney. Meanwhile, Wyoming's newest senator, Cynthia Loomis, has joined with others who intend to challenge the results in a coalition formed by Ted Cruz. Thanking Wyoming citizens for their efforts in flattening the coronavirus curve, Governor Mark Gordon announced he's lifting the curfews on restaurants and bars across the state, which have been mandated to follow a 10 p.m. closing schedule. Saying that hospitalizations are down across Wyoming, Gordon says eating and drinking establishments may resume their regular business hours beginning January 9th. Saying in his statement that we're not out of the woods yet, Gordon praised residents for putting the health of frontline workers first and said continued vigilance will ensure that Wyoming schools and businesses remain open.
Are you buckled up? You should be. It could save your life. In a crash, an unbelted person can slam into and injure others in the vehicle. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. Remember to wear your seatbelt low and snug across your hips, and never tuck the belt under your arm or behind your back. Buckle up for life, Wyoming. It's really that important.
Odds are there's an ace right in your neighborhood. With expert advice and the right tools to make your quick fixes even quicker. Around the block, what you need in stock. With people who know their stuff. Welcome to the Home Convenience Store.
Ace Hardware is your Christmas store. Shop for all your Christmas decorations for the inside and outside your home. Plus great gift ideas at your local Ace Hardware, downtown Powell.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The Laramie County Sheriff's Office is investigating the shootings of two horses recently, and the owner of one of the animals is offering a reward for information in the case. The shootings happened between December 26th and December 28th in the Horse Creek Road area. One horse was shot and seriously injured, while another animal was killed. One of the owners has offered a $1,000 reward for information in the case. The Sheriff's Office is asking anyone with information to step forward. Not many people realize that 1% of Grand Teton National Park is privately owned, and now a federal appeals court has upheld the right of those private owners to hunt on their land. The decision by the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals reaffirms the state's authority over wildlife in the park. Several conservation groups had filed suit after a property owner had shot and killed a wolf on his land. After that incident, the National Park Service ceded authority to the state of Wyoming, making the hunting of some animals legal. There is no word yet if the plaintiffs in the case plan to appeal. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.